This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Lengthy discussion that has been all about Catalonia and their movement for independence from Spain, which is culminating in the climax should be in just a matter of hours as people are occupying polling locations, police are shutting down those locations, sealing them off, and attempting to do everything they can to prevent the people of Catalonia from participating in a simple, non-binding referendum that will take the temperature of the people of Catalonia as to whether or not they support Catalonia seceding from the rest of Spain. But the Spanish federal government doesn't want that vote to happen. They've stolen the ballots, millions of them. They've literally stolen the ballot boxes. They're sealing off the polling locations, and there are some people who are occupying those locations. We can tell you more about what's been going on, but we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. It's Ian and Mark here as we launch into the third hour of Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. And in the last hour, I'm going to get back to your calls in a moment, but the last caller that we had mentioned this apotheosis of Indiana. And it's a mural that appears in the State House, and the first time I've heard of it was tonight. It's 21 feet high by 41.5 feet long. This is a very large mural, and it was commissioned in 1961 by American artist Eugene Francis Savage. It is on the east wall of the Indiana House of Representatives in the State House. On the far left side, education holds a torch and offers a cornucopia of cherished things as a burnt sacrifice, as Pegasus and Apollo rise from the smoke. To their right, Indiana is depicted as a woman in an empire gown of 1816, entering into her statehood, escorted by William Henry Harrison. The pair stands in front of a sycamore tree, and the right side of the mural depicts the Roman goddess Ceres presiding over the work of Indiana's agriculture and industry as their products are loaded on ships and transported around the world. In the background, behind the sycamore, cloud formations represent the pioneer, settlement, and Civil War periods of Indiana's history. And in case you didn't know, the word apotheosis actually means the elevation of someone to divine status, deification. That is to say, to take the idea of the state and to deify it is what they have done with this mural on the State House walls.
Fascinating. This is just weird, you know, to me. I don't think that
it's a religion. The guy that called in was absolutely correct.
Oh, well, I think the vast majority of people participate in, state worship
without
knowing it.
That they are.
That they're, that they're sort of, put through the motions of it, and they don't quite get it, and they're not supposed to, because they would reject it immediately if that was what was occurring.
Right, because it's a false idol. It's a false god. It is an evil religion. It truly is. And you can, the classic examples we've always given are, of course, look at the courtrooms. You literally have pews that people sit in. You've got a man in a robe and his acolytes who will do anything that he tells them.
They have, you have to stand at certain times. They have,
solemn prayers,
the little chants that they do. What do they call that? They of course got the incantations, but I guess procedures, mm-hmm, that the
rites,
the system, they have ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
They have,
yeah,
ceremony. They'll even use the term ceremony.
Yep. And so anthems and hymns and all of that, they've got it all. And it's sick. And you're right, people don't realize what they are engaging in. In fact, many churches will sort of do a dual worship. They will, on one hand, worship, let's say the Christian church will worship Jesus, but they're also standing and rising for a Pledge of Allegiance, or looking at the flag and having the flag hanging over their proceedings. So again, very, very religious-based.
Yeah. Well, now some religions will reject immediately flags because they call it iconography,
right?
Icons. Mennonites, Amish, Jehovah's Witnesses, Quakers, to some extent, depends on the type of Quaker and exactly what they're doing. Hutterists, there's a variety of them.
Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Dan is in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. Hey. I wanted to, talk a little bit about my afternoon today. Let me
your
see
afternoon.
First.
Okay.
Yep, I've been very much inspired by all of the freaking stuff that I watched you and Derek J and all those other related folks doing. So okay. I decided that since I can't really move out to New Hampshire, at least for the next 3 or 4 years, that I get a head start, or at least in practice where I live, and trying to do at least some sort of outreach or something, you know?
Okay, sure. So what'd you do?
So I went and I printed and then took, went to the FedEx store and copied a bunch of Fiji brochures, like the printable ones, they leave on their website.
Yep, FIJA is the Fully Informed Jury Association. It is a national organization that informs potential jurors and average folks about their right of jury nullification, which is your right to judge the case that you might happen to be a juror on based on your opinion about the law rather than the facts in the case. It's a very long-lasting power of the Western jury. Anyway, go ahead.
So, I guess the first thing I did, just because I seen at a lot of places, say, if you're going to do this kind of thing, don't forget to bring a camera, because that makes, all your time a lot more valuable. And unfortunately, what happened was when I looked at the footage my buddy took, they were all JPGs. He had the camera not on video the whole time. So
what was he taking footage of? You handing out flyers to people?
Basically just me going up to as many people as I could. And every time I actually talked to somebody, not to somebody who took a flyer and was like, all right, thanks, buddy. But I mean, somebody who, gave me their 2 cents about it. Like, yeah, we're trying to tape that. Just like a good consensus of what the people in Douglas County. So I guess.
So I'm curious to know how that worked for you, because some of the things I've learned over the years of doing outreach and activism is a lot of people are very uncomfortable about cameras, and it could have actually affected negatively how you were being received.
Well, for the people that we had conversations with, we asked them beforehand, and for the people who we just handed them out to, we didn't tape. So it was more like selectively people who were maybe sitting down on the bench.
It's very different when you ask somebody in advance, hey, can we record this, and give them the chance to say yay or nay, whereas, as opposed to just openly recording everybody during an outreach. So that's a completely different approach. I think your approach makes sense. That's the way to do it.
So, and first off, I'll tell you that of everybody I talked to today, there was only one person who didn't like the idea. So I think that
probably an attorney for the state.
Yeah, so. Hopefully this year when we were having a gubernatorial election, I want to, bring this kind of thing up during, all the candidates. We're a small enough state that everybody will come around and actually talk to people. Mm-hmm. And you can usually get to say at least something or ask a question or bring something up to the people who are running. And we're just about to get into that process. So hopefully when, our state senate and our governor candidates or whatever are going around, we'll be able to bring this up to them and get more light on this sort of topic. Because, I think the thing I would want the most, if I could have anything happen to the state before I leave, would be for that whole deal about how attorneys up in New Hampshire are allowed to, say that you can nullify as part of the defense. I want that to be the kind of thing that we do here.
You're talking about the jury nullification legislation in New Hampshire that has been to some extent overturned by the New Hampshire Supreme Court, but the state representatives are continuing to push forward with new efforts to enshrine jury nullification. But yes, in New Hampshire, the defendant's attorney can absolutely bring up jury nullification. We can explicitly talk about it to the jurors. We can explain what it means, and that is something that we can do here that I don't think anybody else in the rest of the 49 states can actually do. So it's going to take a lot of effort within the state house. It's probably not something you're going to be able to accomplish within 3 or 4 years if you're starting from zero. But, I wish you the best, and I hope that you can, make some progress towards that. And we'll look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. Thanks, Dan, for the call tonight. Because if you want to be the most effective activist you can be for liberty. Then you've got to be in New Hampshire. You've got to be around other people who think like you do. And I'm glad to hear that he had somebody who was willing to help him with the camera. Make sure you test the camera person before you go live. But, you know, this is how you learn. You make mistakes, and you correct them for next time. So it's always good to have people with some experience move to New Hampshire. But we'll take the newbies, too. So everybody's welcome here. Check out 101reasonsfilm.com.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to join us, take control of the airwaves.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my mailbox. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the very easy setup. And I've got a relatively complicated router system. I was still done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras. When I have it scheduled. So when something moves in front of the wireless cameras during the time that I have it scheduled to do that, Ian, you've got one that runs all the time, right?
At this point, yes.
Yeah, it's a great system. And I can check right on my phone. I can take a look at the video that comes up. You can set it for 5 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever you want to do. And you can actually, go live. There's audio, and we've got you a deal. You can right now get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one, plus an extra 10% off of the whole deal here. So visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. This is such a better security system than what has been available up to this point. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
All right, let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We go to Larry in South Carolina. We can also talk more about what's happening with the secession vote that hopefully will happen tomorrow, but may not in Catalonia. But Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hell, I'm ready for secession here in South Carolina again.
Excellent.
That's the reason why I feel
this
that
time,
that we
do. Don't fire in the fort, Larry.
Okay, here's what I think. Is that I think that the IRS is an abominable violation of the Fourth Amendment. It says that we can be secure in our persons, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, mm-hmm. and the government come in and do whatever they all want to, make you take down your pants, see if you got any money held in your panties or your back pocket or any other place. They'll invade your tax record. They'll go into your bank records. If you take out more than 10 grand, they'll have you reported, and then you'll be a suspicious person. This is like the awfulest, god-awful tyranny. How can we be safe in our persons and places if we let the government come and step in our everything and do anything they want to?
I totally agree. All they got to know is, as you said here, it does say unreasonable, sir. So the government will just say, well, this is all reasonable.
This is worse than unreasonable. This is tyrannous.
Oh, I totally agree.
Have you heard about cryptocurrencies, Larry?
The government controls and manipulates who gets special tax exemptions.
Oh, yeah.
They
reward their friends and they punish their enemies.
To say, we'll take care of these people. And what about the people who are with the Tea Party? Well, they'll be put up for special tax searches to see if they have not paid their taxes correctly. And they are just essentially put under attack. And, abominable should be in jail for these things that he did to the Tea Party while he was in government. Here's what I want to suggest as an alternative, however,
to that situation.
Not just complain, but to offer a different opportunity.
I've got an opportunity, too. Go ahead.
I like solutions. Let's hear it.
Mine would be to have a consumption tax of 15%. 15% would get you $20 trillion.
Not about what? National level?
$20 trillion per what?
15% on a $20 trillion economy would get you $3 trillion. And that's about what the Internal Revenue System brings in now. Therefore, we should get rid of the Internal Revenue System, establish a consumption tax. If you don't want to buy expensive wine and pay exit text. You don't have to. You
for
can
a
buy
guy, Larry, who started the call by saying you supported secession, to now advocate for national-level changes to a system that is as unwieldy as it possibly could be and out of the control in the grasp of the average person, it's confusing to me.
It would be a consumption tax. If you didn't buy, you would have to pay.
No. I understand what the consumption tax is. You're proposing a variant on the national sales tax idea that people have called the fair tax or whatever. There's different names for it. But it seems to me that if you have a limited amount of time, and we all do, and a limited amount of money, as we all do, that you would want to spend your time and your money and your effort on the most potentially effective method of fomenting change. And while secession does seem a little fanciful for a lot of people, I think it's more reachable than the idea of changing the federal government's tax structure. Because
why wouldn't that be unreachable? Why wouldn't that be unreachable? Why would that be more like really fair?
You'll have to amend the Constitution to do it. You have to get rid of the 16th Amendment, which may very well have been passed illegally. You'll have to get rid of that before you can put in place. Because I'm not going to be for your fair tax until you eliminate the amendment that created the income tax in the first place.
Would they also abolish the IRS at the same time?
Well, you'd need a revenue agency. I mean, even in states that currently except that have consumption taxes, they have a revenue agency, so you could you probably wouldn't need as many officers, because a consumption tax probably is less paperwork and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
but you'd still need it.
You know, they're going to fight against that change.
There's all kinds of room for government bureaucrats if they want to move elsewhere. Yeah, it's going to be hard to do, but you're going to the first thing you got to do is get rid of the 16th Amendment.
Here's how hard it is. There's been the so-called fair tax movement. When did we interview those guys? 2005, something like that. I feel like it was before we left for New Hampshire, but yeah. Certainly around that time, 05, 06, somewhere in that range, we had one of those people on the show. They've had talk show host Neil Bortz when he was nationally syndicated. He was back in the fair tax. He even wrote the book about it. And, they've been out there pushing this thing for more than a decade. And that's in its latest form. I mean, it's been in various different forms over time. It's not the first time somebody's
I'm afraid that if we get a consumption tax, Larry, that we'll get a consumption tax and an income tax.
Larry, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Bill is in Washington State, listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to comment on what the gentleman was just talking about with the IRS, and I just think that we the people need to just walk away from it altogether, because guess what? It's unconstitutional. There is no law in the book that says they can even tax us. We need to walk away from it and start over. We need to do it on our own terms. We the people.
So you
we
support
have the
own, secession,
we have the
then.
Power.
So you support
what's
secession.
That? Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, we, like I said, we have the guns, we have the power, we are the power. This is, what, 1% of the country that's controlling us, and we're living under their tyranny, and why should we pay them?
I totally agree. Thank you, Bill. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. Of course, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. We're talking about the Catalonian independence movement, and I want to get into the ridiculous. I mean, as though the continued occupation of Catalonia, the stealing of the ballots, the stealing of the actually sealing off the polling areas to try to prevent people from going in and voting tomorrow, as though all of that wasn't ridiculous enough, wait till you hear about what they did with these cruise ships that they're putting the police on. We'll tell you about that coming up.
Jax is a Bitcoin wallet. You've heard about these apps that control cryptocurrencies. Jax is one of them. Not only does it hold Bitcoin, but it holds Ether and Dash and DAO tokens and just all kinds of
things. It doesn't hold DAO tokens. DAO tokens haven't been around for probably over a year.
It did at one point, right?
It did at one point, yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, they shut that down.
It has a whole variety of them out there. All you have to do is go take a look. It's also got Shapeshift integration, and this allows you to change between these cryptocurrencies easily. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, the guy who created CryptoKit and the founder of Ethereum, and who's the former chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. I've done it many times. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. J-A-X. xx.io.
So in Barcelona, according to CBSNews.com, thousands of striking university students marched through Barcelona Thursday to protest what they call an intensifying central government crackdown on Sunday's planned independence referendum in Catalonia. The students demanded the right to vote in the regional ballot on secession, which the Madrid-based national government insists is illegal. Hundreds of police and other security forces, the other stories say thousands of police, but there are hundreds within thousands. Anyway, thousands of police, because they have literally cruise ships full of them, have been brought into the region to so-called keep the peace. Now, let's be clear. Catalonia wasn't having some sort of uproarious, destructive protests in the streets. They had protests, but they, while they had thousands of people at them, they were largely peaceful.
Yeah, this is a vote, not
right.
a riot.
Right.
So they're not keeping the peace.
Right. What they're doing is they're trying
they're
to keep
preventing
you from voting.
A vote.
Correct. And they're enforcing orders from Madrid for local authorities to be arrested. So any mayor, anybody who's, you know, running a polling location, anybody who's with the Catalonian government who takes part in tomorrow's referendum will be threatened and possibly arrested.
I'm curious. So as I understand it, Catalonia is an autonomous region, and that these regions tend to be rather autonomous in Spain, that what they're bringing in is other sort of provincial police to, you know, get their way. But what if Catalonian police were sent out by Catalonian police chiefs in order to stop the police from stopping the vote?
That's an excellent question, and it really does ask, you know, I think raise the issue of, well, what allegiance do the local cops have? And same thing's an important question here in the United States. When one of the states decides to finally go all the way and secede, what will the local police do? Because a lot of them get money from the federal government, and a lot of them have gotten training from the federal government. But are they going to side with the people that actually pay their paychecks, the people that are actually their so-called customers, or are they going to side with their masters in the federal government? Many protesters were carrying pro-independence flags and handmade banners with slogans such as, "We want to vote." The March Thursday and the strikes were called by Catalonia's main student unions. Laia Ferres, a 20-year-old student of education, said she had chosen to come out on a sense of democratic duty. She says, quote, "It's no longer about calling for independence. It's about standing up for our basic principles and rights," unquote. An iconic American cartoon character has been co-opted by the Catalan separatists as a symbol of what they consider to be a stifling response by leaders, or they call them leaders, they're politicians, in Madrid. Certainly the people in Catalonia do not look to Madrid for leadership. Tweety Pie, a.k.a. Tweety Bird, and often known to his Looney Tunes friends as just Tweety, has suddenly become a symbol of the secessionist movement in northeastern Spain. Well, why is that? Well, that's because a massive cruise ship docked in Barcelona has been rented by Spanish authorities to house some of the additional police forces that they have brought into the region. It has literally been draped with large cloths now to hide the ironically cheerful images of Tweety Pie and his nemesis Sylvester the Cat that have been painted in vivid color across the ship's sides. Italian cruise company Moby Lines owns the ship but licensed the images from Warner Brothers to use the characters' familiar faces in its marketing.
Sure, why not?
Warner Brothers told Bloomberg Politics, quote, "The use of Moby's Looney Tunes branded ship in Spain and any other related connection with these characters occurred entirely without our permission." Warner Brothers told Bloomberg that it had, quote, "asked Moby to take immediate steps to remedy the situation." So you have the ironic facade of this, you know, ship sitting in this port, which normally, you know, is attractive to cruise goers, right? Oh, you know, who you want to bring your kids on the ship with the Looney Tunes characters, right? This is an attractive thing. This is, they're marketing towards families. And so you've got this, like, wholesome cruise ship here that has now been completely co-opted by the oppressive state of, or the national government of Madrid in Spain, and it is literally
Warner Brothers doesn't want anything to do with it.
Right. It's literally now stocked with armed men who are going to come in and use violence against peaceful people who are trying to vote. And Warner Brothers tunes are spread across the entire side of this ship. And there's pictures and video of this thing sitting in the harbor. So they started to use huge sheets of fabric in the last week or so, draping them over the sides of the ship in a desperate attempt to try to cover up the, you know, smiling cartoon characters that are now being used as a portion of the oppressive state. I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
It's a weird story.
According to the story here, the effort has backfired, providing independence seekers with a fresh, globally recognizable hashtag and a meme to convey their indignation at what they feel is the federal government's strong-arm response to the call for a referendum. In Spain, Tweety is known by the name Piolin, P-I-O-L-I-N, but by Thursday, with the yellow canary's face obscured on the side of the ship in Barcelona, thousands of Twitter users were then mocking the Spanish government and backing the referendum using the hashtag FreePiolin, a.k.a. FreeTweety. The hashtag was being seen by more than 100,000 Twitter users per hour on Thursday afternoon. Even the English version, hashtag FreeTweety, was gaining steam. And, you know, that's nice to see that people still have a sense of humor in the midst of this insane oppression by the federal government.
Yeah, that's the best thing that you can do in a circumstance like that.
Is laugh
yeah.
about it. Friday evening, back to Al Jazeera's report, about 10,000 supporters of the referendum gathered off of Barcelona's Plaça de España, or Spain Square. Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont said, regardless of how many people actually cast ballots, if a majority say yes, he will declare independence on Tuesday. Puigdemont told a cheering crowd, quote, in these hugely intense and hugely emotional moments, we sense what we thought was only a dream is within reach. On Sunday, we have a date with the future, unquote. The mood, however, was markedly different in Spain's capital, Madrid, where thousands of people rallied on Saturday in favor of Spanish unity. These are the people who would have supported the UK, for instance, if they were in the United States at the time of the revolution. These are the people who want to keep the status quo, waving red and yellow Spanish flags. The demonstrators gathered in the central Plaza de Cibeles in front of the capital's town hall, chanting, quote, Catalonia is part of Spain. And I am Spanish, 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 which is a cry usually heard during national football team matches.
I see.
There was a depth of feeling here that we haven't seen in the rest of Spain in the last few weeks, said Al Jazeera's Tony Bertley, reporting from Madrid. People have been rather mute in their response to this referendum crisis, but today they voiced their opinions. Everyone we spoke to was unanimously in favor of Catalonia staying in Spain, and some of them were calling for the jailing of the Catalan leadership, so feelings are running high.
Yeah, people in Spain want the wealthiest province to stay in, to continue to pay taxes, to support their problems.
There's more coming up. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as the deadline for the protesters occupying the polling locations to leave approaches in Spain.
Near the end of slavery, the slave masters complained, what are we going to do about our property being set free?
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4 DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there if you like. And if you like this show, you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, talking about independence, talking about liberty, talking about freedom, cryptocurrency, peace. These are some of the common themes you'll hear on Free Talk Live. If you like the show and you want to hear us more, you want to help us out, get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 160 stations today. We could have 200-300. It's possible. We just need to effectively market the show to more stations. Bring new internet listeners on board. We can do that too. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. It's $5 a month from you that comes into us. We then invest that into the show to get on those extra stations and bring new internet listeners and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. You get all of that and more. Go and get the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, we're doing the new AMP milestone system. We used to have a very lofty goal that we never came anywhere close to reaching. So we've changed the goal. We're now trying to reach $3,000 per month. Last I looked, we were at around $2,800. I didn't check today, though. $2,800 per month. And so once we hit $3,000, we'll do a special AMP-only after show. And then we'll also, later on, we're going to add more after shows on a regular basis based on different fundraising levels. So people wanted more after shows. and some folks wanted some exclusive AMP-only content, so that's kind of what we're trying to do with this, is do something fresh with the AMP program's goals, and hopefully you'll like that. Check out the details, and you can watch one of our test after shows we did with a 360 cam here in the studio that we honestly haven't used since. So we're looking forward to trying it again. Go check out at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can learn all about it there. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Larry is in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, according to what I've seen, the Federal Reserve, it doesn't even nothing to do with our government. It's just like banks that, you know, have been loaning. They got the right to, they started out, I guess, loaning. With loaning, somehow they got the right to loan money they don't have, you know, and been getting taxes from
the government permission that they have to basically
right.
print the money
yeah.
that the government needs to spend in order to continue its ever-increasing operations. They have the exclusive deal to be able to do that.
Yeah, but they're nothing to do with our government. They're a Federal Reserve, but it's actually just a big bank.
Well, the government does appoint
the president
somebody.
Appoints the chief of the New York Federal Reserve, which is effectively the Federal Reserve Bank, and then the rest are sort of satellite banks.
And aren't they the buyer of last resort for all the bonds and things like that?
So they've got some obligations and some connectedness to the government. But, I mean, I think largely you're correct. I wouldn't say they don't have anything to do with the government.
They're like the post office, sort of. Like,
but, yeah.
They're definitely connected, but they're not completely government-run.
And I watched a thing on YouTube. It was called The Living Man. People talking about getting out of paying taxes. According to that, I mean, it's like 3 hours and 22 minutes long. But there's a lot of people, I guess, that somehow or another is going through and getting out of taxes and stuff.
What's the claim? Because there's a lot of fanciful stories out there about getting out of taxes. And some of those schemes will land you right in smack dab in the middle of a jail cell. So what's, you know, if you can sum up the 3-hour-long video in 30 seconds, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're referring to us as a corporation, you know, whenever your mom and dad signs your birth certificate, they're signing you into a corporation where it says...
the straw man theory. The idea is, you can tell it's a corporation because of the capital letters. If they're using all capital letters, that's proof that it's a corporation and not a real person. And these theories have been around forever. Larry, let me tell you, you can't take possession of it, okay? It's just a scam.
Hmm.
The people who are promoting these theories are trying usually to get money out of people. And even if they're not, they're just misled because the government doesn't care whether you're capital letters or whether it's regular, you know, English writing. They're still going to come after you. They don't care what paperwork that you send them saying that you're not the corporation and you're separating yourself from the straw man or whatever it, you know, they call it.
That's all like said too, but that you look up The Living Man. I mean, he beat like 9 cases on YouTube. They show him in there. I mean, he goes in there and he lays it on him right in front of
really?
The judge.
All right. What was it called? Because I've never seen
the
any
living
of these
man,
gurus.
The Living Man. It's called The Living Man. Look up The Living Man. His name's Ernie Tao. Something is a weird last name, but
all right. Well, I'll believe it when I see it because let me tell you, we've had people calling this
YouTube
show.
And,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. Let me tell you something. We've been having people with this particular viewpoint calling this show for a long time. I've even tried some of this stuff in court, as a matter of fact. I got arrested for it.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you're asking the question is the government going to do whatever the heck it wants, or does it abide by some set of, dark,
secret rules.
Dusty rules that you never got to see? And which is more likely? Is it more likely that people with power are going to do whatever the heck they want, or that people with power must consult the dark tomes of rules and they'll abide by those? Hey, look, I think that, you know, if somebody's putting videos out, I'm interested in seeing
it.
But The problem
Show
we've
me
had
a strategy that works consistently.
Up to this point, for I don't know how many years we've been on the air, but more than 10, is that we've never found anybody who's successfully looked, you know, put these videos up. They'll say it, they'll get portions of videos. We've seen parts where judges toss things out, but you know, the judge could just be upset that somebody's a pain in the butt.
I mean, we had Dick Marple, who's a state representative here in New Hampshire. You can look at his videos, and they're pretty awesome. Like, he goes into the court, and he lets that judge have it. The Concord District Court. I mean, it is entertaining as hell. This old guy, he's like 85 years old. He's been studying these courtroom theories for, you know, a decade or two. So he knows his stuff. Because that's always the first claim, is like, oh, Ian, you went in there and you did it wrong.
Yeah, what else would it be?
So you need to listen to this guru and buy this guru's, you know, DVD set, and that's gonna then he's gonna tell you how to do it right. Well, Dick Marple has been doing this for a long time. Like, he knows these theories, and he tried to put them into. I mean, he's a believer. He's a full-on believer of these things.
Oh yeah.
He tried to put it into effect. Failure doesn't change his mind either. Right. He tried to put it into effect, and there was one time when the judge did storm out of the court, and of course Marple was like, "Ah, the judge has left the chamber, and that is proof that I have won the day," or something like that. Right. Like, that's the theory, right? If the judge leaves before you do, then therefore you win.
Yeah.
But of course later the judge came back with a guilty verdict, and you know that was that. No, the judge didn't come back into the courtroom on that day, but she wrote an order after she left that was then delivered to Dick Marple saying he was found guilty. And of course Dick doesn't believe in asking the courts for any kind of favors, so he's not going to appeal. He's going to go through some sort of administrative challenge that he is supposedly working on right now. So when will that happen? Will there be a hearing on that, or will he just get rejected time and time again by whatever administrative bureaucracy he's attempting to, you know, do whatever it is he's attempting to do? And that's when people start, you know, it's already hard enough to follow this stuff if you're watching somebody in court, but then having to read through their filings can get pretty overwhelming. It can be hard to kind of really grasp and understand all this stuff. And as you pointed out, Mark, even if you can, you know, show something working in one occasion, there's no guarantee it's going to work again. And there's no guarantee that the reason why the judge tossed the case out is because you uttered the right magic words. It could simply be that the judge decided, in concert with the prosecutor and whoever else they, you know, talked to, is that, hey, prosecuting this guy for, you know, a traffic violation here, not really worth our time. We are we're being embarrassed by them on video.
We're ringing this cash register every few minutes here.
Right.
Why in the world would we take 2 hours to try to defeat this guy? It's just not worth the trouble. Let's go.
Exactly. So, I mean, I want to see people apply whatever these theories are, and I want to see them applied consistently, and I want video evidence that they actually work. And no one has ever provided that. So I'll look at this new guru, somebody who claims to, you know, have some video evidence, but color me skeptical. And we're going to keep you in the loop as the Catalan independence vote looms closer here. They're just hours away now from the deadline where police have been told that they must remove protesters from the various different buildings that they are occupying in advance of the vote, which is supposed to go forward today, Sunday, in Catalonia, Spain. Very, very exciting times there where people really want their independence. And other people really want to keep them in. So we will see how that plays out. It's been Ian and Mark here tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.